Ms. Peterson, comment, please.
Representative Bundy, members of the committee, my name is Sheila Peterson. In response to Senator Salo's comment on the survey, I believe the survey that she is talking about is one that was taken prior to the action of the state board. And it was a recommendation to have tenure reviewed every 7 years, that you would have to go through the process of tenure review every 7 years of your teaching profession. The people that wrote in on this survey were either, no, I don't like that suggestion of having to review tenure every 7 years, I want you to maintain status quo, or no, I don't like that idea of reviewing tenure every 7 years, I don't want you to have tenure altogether. So when the survey came out and tenure was at the bottom or near the bottom as far as support, it wasn't that they did not want tenure reform. It appeared to be that they did not like the idea of having 7 years review process, or they just didn't want tenure at all together. So actually, as the survey came out, it didn't really show what the people who responded and who reported in to the Department of Education actually felt on that issue.
Chairman Bundy?
Yes, go ahead, please.
Yes, this is Senator Salo, and Sheila, I'd be very interested then in the hard copy of the actual information that did back up, including it as one part of this bill.
Okay.
Because I have the survey results, and it certainly isn't there, so your information is interesting. I'd like to see that.
Senator Salo, I certainly will try to get that information, and I'll present it to you and to the House Hess Committee.
Thank you very much.
Senator Salo, as long as we're having this conversation, perhaps you could give us some of your perspective from the Senate side on the Alaska 2000 bill, specifically the lengthening the school year, the charter schools, and
Chairman Bundy, I'll try to, but I'm one of those teachers that just left the classroom I was teaching today, so let me go through the major parts of the bill. On the lengthening of the school year, obviously the issue is, I mean, I think that's an issue that could be debated as to whether lengthening the school year, I mean, there's some people that certainly believe that that would improve the quality of education in Alaska. There's others, certainly, especially amongst the parent group, who say, don't do it. And as you pointed out earlier, or perhaps it was Mr. Berry from the DOA, there are lots of things taking place in Alaska during the summer. The real difference is that they're voluntary at this time, whereas this bill would make it mandatory. And as I was starting to say, the real issue is, are we including resources, and are we planning on the additional expense of the 220-day school year, 220 or 200? At any rate, it's not going to come free. And I don't know if you give people in education, especially, and if you give parents a choice on what they would do with those millions of dollars that it would take to increase the school year by that amount of time. I think that they might choose to deal with the class size issue instead, which is also a very expensive item. We amended, I think, by deletion, the bill regarding the length of the school year. On the advisory board, it seems to me that, I mean, we had a very good discussion regarding this additional layer in some districts and this change regarding having advisory school boards. I think that most schools in Alaska have some sort of parent advisory board, and I believe that our change to that bill, I don't have it in front of me, but I believe that our change said where a parent advisory group did not already exist. So that if there's a strong PTA structure, for instance, in Anchorage or in Kenai or Casa Buena or wherever, that PTA group that is currently serving in that function could continue to do so without having to meet the rigid structure that is in the original part of the bill. I mean, I think that's good because that just goes along the general line of if it isn't broken, don't fix it. Some schools in this state have very excellent means of parent involvement. the other issue, the issue on charter schools, the Senate amendments to that part would control charter schools, but I don't think entirely eliminate that portion. But it certainly would deal with the issues that I think are most frightening under charter schools. And by frightening, I mean potentially damaging to public education in general for all of Alaska's students, and or lacking control for those students who opted into charter school. Then the other provision on tenure, I am truly interested in what Sheila was talking about, because not anywhere in the processes I observed it did people indicate that tenure is a big problem. That's not to say that in past years tenure hasn't been billed as a problem, but I think that that area needs to be investigated as to what exactly the problem is with it before you put into effect a tenure review board like in here, which has, I mean, upon examination, several problems. I believe that we eliminated that section, but I'm not really sure about it without having it in front of me. But that's sort of a synopsis of where we went with it. The bill is, we did move it out of committee, and it is in Senate Finance. It's substantially different than when it came to the committee. I believe that it's better, that it maintained the one portion of the bill that was best and in promoting reform, and that was, I believe it was a pool of research money, but I can't remember exactly how that was structured. I think it's similar to the school improvement grants that currently exist. So if you have any questions, I may be able to answer them.
Well, thank you for sharing that with us. Comments or questions? We have Representative Davis and Representative Cott with us here in Anchorage. Some of our discussion earlier centered on the discussing with AEA and NEA representatives the tenure revision ideas. And you know, as an educator, I don't personally feel we should be having students on a tenure review committee. But more importantly, there is the illusion more than the reality that exists for some folks in the general public community that the tenure is a guaranteed job for incompetence, and that once tenure is granted, teachers cannot be fired for any reason, that sort of thing. And of course, you and I know that's not the case. But that difference between what is and what people think is a constant battle that we need to be aware of as we seek support for education. A serious reality check that occurred here in Anchorage with our most recent election on the school bonds was the information that less than 35% of our families have children in school. It just amazes me. I thought the percentage would be vastly different the other way, and so we obviously have a public relations program that is going to need to be addressed to keep those indirect consumers of our educational system involved and supportive.
Chairman
Bundy,
one thing that
I
failed to talk about in what the Senate did to the companion bill on here is we added a strong statement about the mission of public education, and we added a whole goals section that deals with what the goals of public education should be. And so those were additions to the bill that changed its direction, I think, substantially and positively.
Obviously, we'll look forward to receiving your version of the bill and working with you to come up with the what will be the most workable solution to the challenge trying to improve education along these lines. We are still have not had additional people arrive here for testimony. We will stand at ease here in Anchorage until such time as we have someone that shows up to testify or 5 o'clock, and then we will adjourn at 5 o'clock. It's 5 o'clock, and seeing no further testimony, we will adjourn this meeting of the HESS committee with our thanks for our patient help.